Good evening, everyone. You listen to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. That was Nate, and I'm Mr. Shoes. Actually, no, I'm Greg Zapata. We're going to drop the moniker for today because this is a very special show, not only because it's starting at 4, but let me lay this on you. I turned 33 the other day, and since records play at 33 RPM, I picked 2 hours worth of songs from albums that have been important to me over my lifetime. And I must admit, this is not an entirely original concept. I pinched it from the George Harrison album, 33 and a Third, which he released at that age because records play at that speed. And so, to get things started, instead of our usual intro, we won't have our typical outro either at 6. Anyway, going to start things off with a number from George Harrison, the album of 33 and a Third. Actually, the first album I ever bought on vinyl, which started me on this depraved lifestyle we call college radio. Anyway, have a listen. Great to have you here. Harrison with Crackerbox Palace, a song about his mansion, because that's the thing that you do. That's totally normal. And you're listening to a special two-hour edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good. With the summer months upon us, the 4 to 5 slot was empty, so I figured I would take it, and I would claim it for my own, if only for this one day, and take you down a journey of my musical education. This isn't chronological, though. That would just be boring. You'll get the amusing anecdotes, or at least they're amusing to me anyway. You're the one who has to listen to it all. And we're going to start off with Bob Dylan from Highway 61 Revisited, an album that my one of my best friends, Alex Rosenbaum, loaned to me in high school, and was very insistent that I burn it, and suggested I listen to Ballad of a Thin Man, which is a very good song, but a bit of a downer to start off the show, so I decided to go with the title track, and it gets a message across, doesn't it? And there's some Ramones and Clash after that, but more on that later.
Putting me on. God said no. Abe said what? God said you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, on down Highway 61. Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. One right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
under your feet.
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
You better stop. It is the wrong umbrella.
Clash, Wrong Amboyo from London Calling, and Ramones, 53rd and 3rd from Ramones. And as with the Ramones album, I remember I bought that on election night 2004 when I was sure things were going to get worse and I would need something to distract me. And it's been distracting me for 15 years now. And London Calling, I bought on a whim, but it wasn't under any heavy political pressure. It was just a summer home from college, and I had time to kill in the Borders downtown, and so there you have it. So that's two songs from albums on Impulse Buys, and Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, title track to the album, and so on and so forth. Let's see, in this next block, now I have the rhythm moving a little bit. There's going to be a song from Cream's Disraeli Gears and a song from the Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet. Albums gifted to me on my 13th birthday by Roman Korfos and Dan Shelton, respectively, now of L.A. and possibly New York. And there's also going to be a song from The Who that I have used to inaugurate every rebirth of this show, from Newton to Amherst to present, and also be some Miles Davis in there, but from Kinda Blue, gifted to me by a very good family friend. But we'll start off with a number by Victor Jara from his La Poblacion album, first album of his that I bought, and it set me on the path of learning more about Chilean music, Latin American music, and all the related etc.s. So here it is, Victor Jara.